This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Danny Barnes, reliever for the Lansing Lugnuts. First, though, you were a starting pitcher at Princeton University. How did you even choose to go to Princeton?
The big thing at Princeton was, you know, the academics there, and the head coach, Scott Bradley, had a lot of professional experience, and he'd had a lot of guys, you know, get drafted, and that was something I've always, you know, been working toward.
So here you are at the end of your junior year. You get drafted 35th round by the Blue Jays. What was that process like to decide whether to sign the contract?
It was pretty stressful. I mean, I was expecting to go more on the second day, like the information I had gathered. So like when that didn't happen, I didn't know what to expect the last day. Thankfully, you know, the Blue Jays, picked me up, you know, late, and it wasn't really a hard decision to sign.
So you had gathered the information how?
Just from, you know, the college coach and talking to scouts and, you know, my advisor and everything.
So the next step, after you get drafted by the Blue Jays, you get the contract all signed. What happened then?
I think I got drafted, and then 2 days later I was flying down to, you know, Clearwater, where their spring training facility is, and had a little mini camp, and we broke for rookie of the Gulf Coast League team and the Auburn team.
What's the transition been like pitching in college ball compared to pitching in pro ball?
It's definitely, you know, it's a different game. You know, in college, the metal bats, you know, make it a lot different, a lot easier for hitters, you know, get the barrel on the ball. So a lot of times you're afraid to, you know, go inside. You know, the game here is also, it's a lot quicker. You have to be, you know, you have to execute things a lot better than you did in college or something.
Well, you had no problems executing in the Gulf Coast League. 37 strikeouts, 27 innings, an ERA sub 1. How'd you find out that you'd been promoted to Lansing?
We had an afternoon game, and when we got off the bus from the game, just coach called me into the dugout or his office and told me that, and, you know, I didn't believe it at first. It was really exciting.
So here you are now in the Midwest League. Join the Lugnuts on the road trip. Was your heart beating a little bit your first time on the mound with the Lugnuts jersey?
Yeah, it was exciting. All those people, there were like 6,000 people there. I think it might have been the biggest crowd I've ever thrown in front of. But it's a lot of fun. It's definitely a big boost, you know, to come up here and play in front of people. You know, it's not as much of a grind, I'd say. You know, you're excited, you know, really excited to come out every night. And
how has this been for you, going from being in the starting rotation to now being a reliever?
It's a little different, just as far as, you know, getting a routine down, because, you know, as a starter, you could go every 5 days. You know when you're going to throw. You can plan out everything. Just being a reliever now, you sort of have to, like, do things on the go, like going on how you feel every day. But, I mean, it's fun. I mean, you know, you have a chance to pitch every day and, you know, get in the game. I've been enjoying it.
Is there anything you're working on as a pitcher?
Yeah, I mean, you're always working on something. For me, it's just about, you know, improving your command a little more, because from what I've gathered, the higher you go, that's what's going to, you know, determine whether you succeed or not, more so than, you know, just velocity.
For folks who haven't seen you pitch, you have a very deliberate sort of windup, the step back and then the leg kick. It's all about hiding the ball. How did you develop that?
I worked with a coach back home, and from Long Island. Just something I've always done, always really thrown like that, pretty much. But yeah.
The next step I hear for young pitchers is trying to figure out which breaking ball to throw, right? Curveball or slider. How'd you figure it out?
I think I throw more of like a slurve. When I got to Clearwater, I started working on a slider, but it ended up being more like a cutter. And then about 2 weeks before I got here, the pitching coordinator, Dane, he just said, just stick with the slurve, and it's actually been like really useful for me now. I feel pretty confident with it, like throwing it when I need to.
Speaking to Lugnuts right-hander Danny Barnes. Danny, let's say I made you commissioner. What's the first thing you would change about baseball?
Oh, I don't know. I guess just try to, you know, keep the pace, something about, you know, keeping the pace going a little bit. But, I mean, I can't complain. I enjoy it.
If you could meet anyone in the game, who would it be?
Oh, that's a tough question. I'd probably say, probably want to meet Roger Clemens.
Why?
Just because he was always, you know, a guy I looked up to, you know, even with the whole steroid thing. I always admired, like, how hard he worked and everything.
And then finally, if not baseball, then what?
I still got, you know, a year left of school to finish up. I was an economics major. But I was thinking maybe law school or something along those lines.
Connecting economics to law?
Right, yeah, something like that. Or maybe something with baseball. I mean, I don't know.
Will you spend your off season working towards anything?
Yeah, I'll be back at Princeton, you know, trying to finish up my degree.
Danny, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.